Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 44, Loved at Our Worst, Romans 5:8. Listen carefully. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not after we improved. Not after we cleaned ourselves up. Not after we made promises and meant them. While we were still sinners, right there, at that exact point, that is when Christ died. This is not a conditional offer of love. It is the proof of a love already given. The cross is not God saying, I will love you if... The cross is God saying, I already loved you, and I proved it at the highest price there is. There is no doubt with enough of an argument to overturn that. The evidence is driven into the ground of history, and it is not moving. I need you to feel the weight of that one word, while we were still sinners. God's love did not stand at the door waiting until you qualified. He did not say, come back when you're ready. He came to you at your worst, back turned, living far off, full of contradictions, and said, it is now. It is for you. Even so, that is what sets the gospel apart from every religion humanity has ever constructed. Every religion says, do this, change that, reach a certain level, then you will be accepted. The gospel turns the whole thing upside down and says, you are already accepted. Now live from that place. And if that is true, and it is, then you can stop auditioning. You can stop negotiating with God, trying to show you've improved enough to deserve what he already gave freely. The bill has been paid, not partially, completely. You do not need to finish what Christ has already finished. But there is something this security does in us. And it needs to be said. The person who knows they were loved at their worst does not walk away from here careless. They walk away courageous. Grace does not loosen a life. It steadies one. Because when you no longer have to prove you deserve love, you are free to love, free to act, free to face the day without the fear of disappointing. Because your identity no longer rides on your performance. And that is exactly what I want to invite you to do today. And do it before breakfast, before the phone, before anything else. Speak to God out loud. Not a long speech, just gratitude. Thank him for loving you before you change the single thing. And then name, out loud, specifically, the one area of your life where you need that grace the most today. The place where you most tend to feel insufficient, to hide, to think you have to get yourself together before you can draw near. Bring that to him, already loved, already accepted, already paid for. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.